AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
There are so many great opportunities that are evolving from innovators across the country and researchers across the country in terms of trying to produce more with less.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to a special edition of AgBioScience. This, the November 2024 look back at all the things that have happened in AgBioScience, here with Kayla Chittister. Hello, Kayla.
Hi, Mitch. Happy Almost Turkey Day.
Happy Almost Turkey Day. It has been a really, while we haven't seen a lot of news, we've seen a lot of news happening in November 2024 as we look at all the things that made news. An election, we had one. Turns out we did that. We elected a new president. We elected a new governor. We elected new legislative branch members, both at the state and federal level. Lots of pieces moving around.
Yeah, a lot of looking ahead. And we actually had the opportunity to do that here on the podcast with Sarah Wyant from AgriPulse. Couldn't think of anyone better to sort of talk about how elections impact farmers and will impact AgBioScience innovation.
You look at the operating environment of AgBioScience, whether it's regulatory, whether it's just the operating environment, whether it's taxation, and people. Everybody's trying to figure out what this new world is going to mean. We sat down with Sarah, who herself is incredible. She's a farmer. She's an entrepreneur. She founded AgriPulse. Longtime ag policy journalist, if I remember right, turned entrepreneur, turned amazing sort of voice in AgBioScience. We took a little walk down what could be with Sarah Wyant on the AgBioScience podcast. And here's our discussion with Sarah as we looked at what's ahead.
There are so many great opportunities that are evolving from innovators across the country and researchers across the country in terms of trying to produce more with less. And I think for a lot of growers, as they've seen commodity prices settle down, and if you look at what USDA has forecast in net farm income, Mitch, we're going to go from just a couple years ago having records of farm income over $162 billion to in 24 looking at $116-some billion. So a big drop from those high highs, still very much in line with 20-year averages, but that doesn't help anybody who's still looking at higher production costs. So I think to the extent that growers want to be not only sustainable on the production side, but economically sustainable, we need to look at ways that we can handle issues such as some of these big rain events that we've seen, big storm events. Growing up on a farm in Iowa, we used to have nice rains throughout the year. Last week on my farm, we got about 3 inches in a few hours. You're seeing things like this with much larger swings in the climate. You're seeing droughts in many parts of our country. You're seeing wildfires. So letting us unleash the science to make it more profitable for people to produce food sustainably, I think is going to be at the forefront of the things that we're going to need to do looking forward.
Really illuminating thoughts from Sarah. And what was interesting later in the conversation, you can obviously go back and watch or listen to this in the library. She talks a lot about certainty and farmers needing that certainty to be able to plan for their operations from a regulatory standpoint.
It's so critical. We hear often from leaders across the ag bioscience economy, particularly those that are doing business internationally, this patchwork of regulatory, of approvals. It's just almost too complex, too cumbersome to be able to navigate. We spent some time with Chuck Magro, CEO of Corteva, Jeff Simmons, the CEO of Elanco, on stage this year when the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, NASDA, was here in Indianapolis, had a chance to talk with them. And this was one of their big takeaways was we have to get to predictability. We have to get to predictability, not just because farmers need it. They do. But to be able to bring an innovation, I think Chuck shared to bring a new trait, and I think this is right, we'll have to go back and take a listen, was like a decade and a half. And if you think about predictability, you know, I think about predictability, hey, what's tomorrow look like? What's next month? What's next quarter? Maybe what's next year? You're talking a decade, decade and a half, building that predictability in, just essential. Sarah has a really good view on it and does a great job of setting that framework.
Yeah, both conversations we will link in the show notes because we have the audio from that conversation Chuck Magro and with Jeff from NASDA earlier this year. So we'll link it in the show notes.
It's been an incredible season too. We've had great news in terms of economic development. We're looking at what's happening here in across the Midwest, certainly here in Indiana. We saw some big news just last week. Bain Capital, the Bain, right? The Bain that everyone talks about, just a juggernaut in terms of risk capital, investment capital, making a big move here in Indiana.
BW Fusion, Biodyne out of the Fort Wayne area, merging with Agronomy 365.
And Bain making that capital possible to do that. Gil Farley serves on our board. Gil, a founder of Biodyne, an incredible innovator. This is a company that's doing some great work in biologicals. And it'll be great to see what this investment, this aggregation of these assets together, what it really means for not just the future of biologicals and bioinnovation. What does it mean to the farmer?
Yeah, it feels like it's a next step in defining ROI for farmers by creating a more comprehensive tool.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see. And you think of entrepreneurs like Gil. I mean, I love people like Gil who had an idea and have taken the risk, who have navigated all of the challenges, all of the headwinds, and have made big things like this Bain announcement possible. And this is just last week, the week that the Bain investment was announced was a week to celebrate people like Gil.
Yeah, it was Global Entrepreneurship Week in Indiana.
Global Entrepreneurship Week. You look at just all of those. If you're an innovator, you're an entrepreneur, whether you're an entrepreneur, an intrapreneur, people who have these ideas and not just have an idea, but take the idea and take it to market, figure out a solution, work backward from a problem. It is incredible to see the success of so many. And we've had so many of them join us here on this podcast.
This is something that just came into my head when you were talking. Maybe we link some of our top five entrepreneurial podcasts of 2024.
Who will be on the top five of 24? Oh, I love that.
We will let the metrics tell us. It's going to be good.
It is good. Well, we have a lot to look forward to coming up just next week. Is that right? Next week? Week after next. December 4th.
That's next week.
Holy cow.
Boy.
Boy, it is. Next week, I just got off a call right before this, is talking with Elliot Parker. Elliot Parker, the CEO of High Alpha Innovation. I think the renowned author of The Illusion of Innovation, an incredible book. Elliot's been on this podcast talking about that and the work he's doing. Elliot Parker will keynote Quadrant on December 4th in Indianapolis.
It's going to be this really interesting conversation as we head into this new era of leadership, this new wave of innovation in our country. What is all that going to look like, and what are Ag Biosciences opportunities? So a very, very awesome quadrant coming up on December 4th. Also, we get to honor another entrepreneur that night.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. So we, in addition to hearing from Elliot, one of my favorite authors on the planet, we will have a discussion with a couple other entrepreneurs who are doing some really interesting work. Stay tuned. More details coming there. We're going to give away $25,000, $25,000 to an entrepreneur who is uniquely solving a problem on farm.
Yeah, the producer-led innovation challenge will culminate at Quadrant. Shout out to Indiana Corn Marketing Council, Indiana Soybean Alliance for continuing their support of this idea and helping champion getting these ideas to market. So December 4th, and if you want to register for Quadrant, it is a free event, agronovusindiana.com/quadrant.
It is destined to be one of our best. In fact, I was just looking at the metrics, Kayla, before we jumped on talking with Elliot. I think this could be one of our biggest, if not the biggest quadrant.
It's looking like it right now.
Oh, it's going to be good. So join us 4:00 in Indianapolis, December 4th, for Quadrant. High Alpha Innovation CEO and author, Elliot Parker, will be the keynote. And that's a wrap on our look back at November 2024 in Ag Bioscience.
It is a wrap. What is your can do without Thanksgiving food?
I mean, I am a sucker for the pecan pie from Costco. I realize that's a very specific thing.
No, but I get it.
It is one of the best pecan pies you'll ever eat. The other piece is it's like the size of this table. You know, you can have a slice, which would normally be a pie anywhere else, but a slice of Costco pecan pie, top of my list. Yours?
I don't know.
Oh, come
but
on.
But I feel like stuffing is my jam.
Are you a crispy, like you want the edges or do you want the middle?
I want the edge.
Yeah, you have to.
You need some texture on Thanksgiving.
I agree. And then leftovers are just delightful. Well, everybody's coming over to our house, mom and dad, my sister, brother-in-law. It's going to be a ton of fun. My hope is you have a great, or you have had. You will have.
I will have.
I was trying to think of when this will actually show up. You will have. what day is it? You will have an incredible Thanksgiving. Kayla, I am thankful for you. Thankful for this team that we get to work with every day.
Back at you, Mitch.
To all of you who are listening, who are watching all these podcasts, we just appreciate you. Lots to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. We count you listening as one of the many blessings in our lives. And on behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, I'm Mitch Frazier.
Saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.